Hello everyone, it's Dr. Carrie Yerkew here, and welcome to today's True North Practice Management webinar. At True North Practice Management, we help health professionals with their practice, and that can be helping them with patient care, helping them with focusing on their vision and mission. It can be finances. Time management. So there's a number of different things that we help health professionals with, and that's from over 25 years of experience managing our own practice and helping teams with their practices. So today's webinar is on the obstacles that you faced in 2020. So as a health professional, what has been holding you back? And we've accumulated these points from our clients this year, clients that are established in practice, clients that are looking to retire, to sell, and some students that are just entering practice. So we've kind of put it all together, and we're sharing these points that are holding practitioners back. Number one is the lack of vision and mission. So as a health professional, we have to continually review our vision and mission. Why do we become a doctor or a therapist? What do we want to accomplish in our career? And how do we want to impact, change, and save the lives of people in our community? So I think we have a wonderful opportunity to make a big difference. It's a matter of focusing on a vision and mission, and refocusing on that vision and mission on a regular basis. Low growth. If you're a new practitioner, maybe you don't have very good business skills, you weren't trained in business. When you get out into practice, sometimes it's difficult to manage the administrative functions that support what you do. You're well trained as a health professional, but scheduling, the finances, managing your team, all of those aspects of practice can be challenging. And that's something at True North that we help health professionals with. Sometimes not big enough challenges. So what I see in practice is professionals that get into practice and then it just becomes very routine. It becomes a complacent day in and day out, the same thing. And that's not good for challenging you to grow and to develop your skills. I think health professionals need to continually challenge themselves and grow, and it has to be at a pace that they can handle. Which brings us to the next point, which is too much work. Certain doctors and therapists are overworked and having difficulty keeping up, maybe are not equipped for it, don't have the right support staff. So too much work is something that we hear from our clients. Time management is a big issue, both in the clinic with patients, and that could be new patients or follow-up visits, but also time management away from the practice too. So just keeping the personal time well balanced. And finances. Finances seem to be a prevalent issue. What to do with increased cash flow. So what do you do? How do you save? How do you invest that? And then what if you don't have enough cash flow? Maybe you're just getting started. You have to go into your line of credit. You have some student debt. What do you do with that? So those are common topics that we've been seeing in 2020. And then personal health and stress levels. This is very important for our clients, and that's just helping them with the their own health, and often their our clients will put their patients first, but their health is suffering, whether it's not eating properly, not enough sleep, too much stress, so it's important that we focus on that as well. So vision and mission. It's important to have a bigger vision and a bigger mission. And so maybe when you got into college, you had a big mission and vision. Now that you're out in practice, maybe you're not focusing so much on that, or you've been out for 5 or 10 years and you've forgotten to reassess your vision and mission, it's important to go back to the drawing board and to take a look at your vision and mission and how can you make a bigger difference in the community and even with your peers. How can you be a leader with your peers? We want to look at this frequently, so I would say quarterly we want to review this, but it should be a piece of the puzzle for you on a weekly basis as well. So when we review vision and mission with our clients on a quarterly basis, we want to make sure that we're mentioning that vision and mission at our weekly staff meeting. So when we get together with staff, whether it's the beginning of the week or the end of the week or both, we want to review what the vision and mission is, and are we taking the steps necessary to support that? And we want to reassess that path to get there. So the action steps that are being taken, are they producing the results you're looking for? And then if not, let's go back to the drawing board, take a look at what you need to do to improve the action that's being taken to accomplish your goals. So low growth. Sometimes the clinic is slow. You've opened your own practice. Maybe you have your own space within a clinic. So the clinic is slow and you need to get some traction. And maybe you don't know much about marketing or how to get the word out into the community. So that's something we help our clients with is growth and growth that they can handle. We want to make sure our clients are prepared for growth and that they can handle the steady growth that they're going to achieve over the next year or two. Not enough patients, so not enough referrals. Maybe not enough awareness in the community. We teach our clients how to get more referrals, both from your patient base, from other practitioners, as well as through social media, how to get the word out to attract more people to your practice. And then follow up, how to follow up with patients, how to explain to them what you're going to do for them, the types of services you offer, and then a care plan, basically what to expect going forward. Sometimes clinicians have no challenges, so it's just too complacent. It's the same old on a daily basis. And I saw this early on in my career with some of my colleagues that there's a distinction between the practitioners that were growing and striving to achieve greater things and practitioners that maybe were complacent, just doing the same thing each day. And if you're happy with that, that's great. But if time's going by and you're just it's becoming mechanistic, it's not good for your career long term. So we definitely want to make sure that you're challenged in your career in a healthy way. So taking some webinars, seminars, increasing your skill set, bringing in new services and products. So challenging yourself, doing webinars, social media. There's a number of ways health professionals can improve what they do and get the word out and then be able to provide better services in their clinics. And then business growth too. We want to talk to our clients about how they can grow as a business, how they can challenge their business and expand the business, whether it's more services and product, or maybe it's a second location. Some health professionals have too much of a challenge, so they're overworked, which leads to a poor quality of care, sometimes a lack of interest, so a disassociation with the fundamentals of what they're doing. Sometimes health professionals can be overwhelmed and not delegating properly to their staff or don't have the right support team with them to accomplish their goals. So that's something that we help our clients with. And then just how to handle the stress that they're under. We want it to be a healthy, challenging type of stress, not a overwhelming stress. Time management. This comes up a lot, whether it's in our discussions or on our posts on LinkedIn or social media. And time management as far as scheduling. So it's important to give your staff clear instructions on how you want your patient scheduled, and you want to break that down into categories. It could be the new patient, it could be the re-examination, could be other services you're offering that may take more or less time. Certain patients will take longer, others not so long. So scheduling your patients accordingly, and then having time for during the day for regular appointments, and then having time for special appointments as well. So it's important that the scheduling is done properly in your work schedule. But also we want to make sure that the team can support that, because there's going to be individual circumstances popping up, and your staff has to identify if a patient needs more time next time or when they call in. So assessing the situation, it's a very fluid situation in the clinic, so you want to make sure your staff are well trained, and that's being brought up at weekly staff meetings, that tasks are being delegated and the staff is trained on how to manage those tasks. And if you need to hire more staff, that's something we talk about, is how do you go about finding good staff and hiring staff for your team. Finances. This is an important topic, and for finances, number one is a lack of cash flow. So maybe you have student debts, you're starting out in practice, your spending is more than what you're taking in, so there's a negative cash flow or a drag on the cash flow, and you're going into debt. So that's something we talk to our clients about. We do take a look at spending, so the expenses. Some of the expenses are variable costs, some are fixed costs, so we want to look at both the variable and the fixed costs. Not enough income coming in, so we want to look at the number of services you're providing, the cost per visit that you're charging clients or that you're receiving for your service. And then we want to assess that. We want to balance the income and the expenses. We want to have a plan going forward to make sure that you're prosperous as a health professional. Sometimes professionals have an expensive lifestyle. They buy an expensive car, they buy an expensive home, and maybe they're just not ready for that yet. They're not at the point where they can afford that yet. So just having someone like True North there to bounce ideas off of, to give you some advice, can prevent you from making a costly mistake. And sometimes health professionals overcommit in practice or overcommit personally, which can lead to problems with cash flow as well. For health and stress of the health professional, burnout is on the top of the list, because being overworked for a long period of time without seeing a way to improve can lead to burnout. And that's something that we help health professionals with, and that's preventing burnout, to having a plan going forward that is healthy. Prevent fatigue, making sure the schedule and both the personal and the work schedule is balanced. The mental health of the health professional. The physical health, making sure that you're getting exercise, you're getting some workouts in, you're getting enough sleep. And we do talk about food and nutrition with our health professionals. And just making sure that you have a healthy lifestyle that you're really enjoying. So that's important to us. And we know it's going to lead to better results for you and your career. And we want to make sure we stay on top of that, that we're keeping the your health and lifestyle productive. And we want to see you happy and feeling like you're accomplishing your goals. So for solutions for these challenges, I'm going to encourage you to join us for our upcoming events. We have free webinars on a weekly basis going forward into 2021. We do have paid webinars. They'll be on Facebook Live and Eventbrite, so you can go to our Eventbrite page at True North Practice Management. These paid webinars will be approximately every 2 weeks, and you can join us for topics that are a little bit more in depth. So similar to these topics, but we're going to dig down deeper and really get into some things you can do to help yourself. Mastermind, master classes, join our group. And we plan on starting a special group in 2021 for our mastermind health professionals. And we're going to have master classes. We'll post in that group. We'll, on a monthly basis, we'll have master classes on relevant topics. So this will be a little bit more in depth than the paid webinars, and it'll be a special group that'll get together on a monthly basis. It'll be a paid service. And then finally, one-on-one coaching. So if you need help with your practice and one-on-one help, it's ultimately the best form of consulting or coaching. And we will definitely give you feedback. We'll hold you accountable. We'll provide expert advice on what you need to do to improve your practice, your career. Basically, we cover everything that a health professional needs for support in order to move forward and to be successful. We're offering you 50% off the initial consultation right now, and that's good until the end of the year, December 31st. So just mention that you're on this webinar on obstacles and challenges in 2020. It's a 45-minute initial consultation. It's $267 US. We're offering you 50% off. And then for follow-ups, if we think we can help you, we'll follow up on a weekly or every 2 weeks, a bi-weekly basis. And then we reassess after 13 weeks. So basically, if you're weekly, we'll reassess at the end of the quarter. If you're bi-weekly, we'll either do a reassessment at the end of the quarter or possibly in 6 months, depending on what the pace of your growth is and what challenges that we're addressing and overcoming. We'll either do a 3 month or a 6 month evaluation if you're bi-weekly. We will reassess at that time and see what you've accomplished and set new goals, but we're also going to focus on vision and mission. We're going to challenge you, and we're going to challenge you to have action steps that you can follow in order to accomplish your goals. Follow us at True North Practice Management. We have a website, truenorthpracticemanagement.com. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook as well. We're at True North PM on Instagram and Twitter, at True North Practice Management on Facebook. And on LinkedIn, we have a page called True North Practice Management, Inc. So feel free to contact us and follow us there, as well as I left a link in the post today for the webinar. If you're seeing this on YouTube or the podcast, I'll put a link there to schedule your first appointment with us. And I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season. And we will be in the office during the holiday season. And if you have any questions, you can comment or DM us. Feel free to contact us, and we look forward to helping you in 2021.